Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and the Minor League Report. In just a moment, we'll visit with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. As always, this is presented by Ryan Kelly. Visit him at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. There is a lot to get into with Brian with the managerial change of the Cardinals. He's very familiar with the coaches and the manager that is currently now in St. Louis. It's Mike Schilt, also Mark Budaska, and Mr. Greer. He has covered all those guys that we'll now see in the Major League Club. So we're going to get into that, dive deep into Mike Schilt, and it's all coming up on the Minor League Report.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
It's a Tuesday, and that means it's time for the Minor League Report with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. Does a remarkable job covering every aspect of the Cardinals minor league system. And Brian, let's start with a guy that is a baseball lifer. Most of his time in baseball has been spent in the minor leagues. And that's Mike Schilt. He's now the interim manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. What can you tell us about Mike?
You know, Mike is, like you said, he's a baseball lifer. I mean, he lives and breathes baseball. And I first met him back in 2004. He first joined the Cardinals organization as a kind of a hybrid guy. He was a scout and an instructor. But then when the short season play began in June, he was then a hitting coach and a bench coach for the short season club in the New York Penn League, which was initially in New Jersey and then moved to State College and then finally Batavia. So I met Mike when he was working under a guy that is one of the keys in the Cardinal system that never gets talked about, and I'm talking about Mark DeJohn. Mark was a former Major League infielder. He was the bullpen coach for Tony La Russa in the early 2000s, but then decided to get out of the Major League rat race and managed in the minor leagues. And he was the manager of the New York Penn League team in that time. And Mike, I could just see Mike Schilt just soaking up the information from Mark DeJohn, who is now the Cardinals minor league field coordinator. So he is responsible for overseeing all of the Cardinals minor league player development activity.
My understanding is too, Brian, that Mark would not take that job unless Mike Schilt was allowed to get in uniform and be his coach. That's my understanding, and that's, you know, that obviously led the way to getting Mike a managerial position, but putting him in uniform and player development.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, along the way, there's always guys, you know, veteran guys who see talent, you know, see opportunities and create opportunity for young people. And in this case, you're right. Mark DeJohn saw the potential in Mike Schilt and really, you know, pushed for him in the organization. And back then, you know, this idea of having a guy be a scout and an instructor and a coach was a new idea. Now the Cardinals since then have implemented a program called Fourth Coaches, where they actually do this on a consistent basis to develop young talent, whether it be young scouts or young coaches in the system. But back in that, you know, that time frame, that was a really unique situation, something that, you know, really, you know, hadn't been done before, at least in the Cardinals organization.
Could you describe the style of managing for Mike Schilt? Can you get a sense of what type of manager he was in the minor leagues?
Well, I mean, you look at the bottom line, which is success. You know, the challenge for any minor league manager is to keep all the players involved and active, create a winning, you know, a winning environment, but yet still you've got to, you know, develop those players that have the most promise. And I think he did a very good job of that. And I think the most significant indication is the George Kissel Award, which is the top player development award across the Cardinals minor league system. And it's not something that's decided in St. Louis. All the coaches and instructors in the system vote on the guy that they think is, you know, the best among their group. And Mike Schilt was, you know, given that honor when he was still back managing in Johnson City, you know, in rookie ball. The other thing that the Cardinals did with Schilt, which I think, you know, indicates his success as a teacher and a leader, is they made him the minor league coordinator for spring training. And, you know, that's, again, a big deal. It's not, you know, it's not only teaching, but it's also organizing all the activities of all of the players and all the coaches, you know, for, you know, several hundred players during spring training. Then also later on when he moved up, the Cardinals even sent him to the Arizona Fall League. So in that environment, he not only managed Cardinals prospects, but prospects from other teams. So we're seeing over time the development of a guy who has, you know, scouting background, coaching background, player development. And so, you know, and then, of course, along the way, he picked up the analytics. Mike is an extremely intelligent guy, a great listener and a great learner. And, you know, so he added that analytics side. And so he comes to this job with a really strong background, a very good preparation for the job.
How about Mark Budaska? We saw him last year as a hitting coach, called up to the Cardinals to fill in for Billy Miller. Now he'll be the hitting coach along with George Greer. Tell us a little bit about those two.
You know, Mark Budaska is a guy who's been around, been over a decade as Memphis hitting coach. And so his teaching has been seen in, you know, pretty much everybody who's in the Cardinals major league lineup who came up through the system. And he, like many, you know, was a player, but a borderline player, not a successful player. He studied kinesiology and is really big on balance and rhythm and timing of hitters. You know, teaching the hitters to get their load properly and to be balanced. And once they do that, if they have a good swing, then, you know, good things are going to happen as a result. And, you know, he's a very gregarious guy, a guy that everybody just likes, and, you know, he's been a successful teacher as well. George Greer came to the Cardinals, I don't know, about 5 years or so ago. It had an extensive background as a college coach. He led the Wake Forest program for, I don't know, almost two decades, and so really knows about player development. Worked in the Mets system as a pitching coach, and I think that's where Gary LaRocque, who's the Cardinals farm director, knew him and brought him in as what at the time was called minor league offensive strategist. And basically, George Greer went around and worked with the most challenging cases in the Cardinals system and helped guys, you know, improve their swings and, you know, become better hitters as a result. And some, you know, most recently, I think he's worked with Oscar Mercado, who had a renaissance last year as a hitter. And lately, I think I've heard he's been working with Carson Kelly at Memphis, who also had a nice turnaround.
You know, Brian, it's interesting. We talked about when players get called up, what happens, the trickle-down effect when they go back as well. Do we know yet about the coaching trickle-down effect of these decisions at the Major League club?
No, Cardinals haven't really said yet how they're going to handle this. Greer's job, you know, being more of a coordinator, he went around to where during the season wherever they needed a little extra instruction. So, you know, there's plenty of other guys that can help fill that job. It's not clear who's going to be the Memphis hitting coach for the rest of the season, but as I said, with this fourth coach program, they actually have another coach in uniform before the games. It's a young man named Brian Bergamy, who is available to help fill in. And as we've seen, Bergamy's, in his late 30s, a former player, and, you know, his first year as a fourth coach. But, you know, the Memphis team is on a real roll, and so, you know, it could be that they decide to just go the rest of the way and you know, deal with the full-time position next year. But I don't have any insight on that yet.
You know, I think Buda is the perfect guy right now. Everything that you heard was that maybe there was too much information given to players, and instead of being reactive, there was more thinking being done. And that's something else that he does too. I mean, he's into the analytics and he's into video, but it's about, like you said, the load and being reactive to pitches.
Also, there's also a familiarity and a comfort factor. I mean, one of the things we've seen, and it's not just the Cardinals, but, you know, most all major league teams now have two hitting coaches. So it's guys working with guys that they are familiar with and is familiar with their swing over time. And it's important because, you know, a major league hitter is not going to necessarily react well to some guy coming in they've never heard of before telling them to change their routine around. I mean, that's a high-risk deal in the middle of the season. So, you know, there's got to be that comfort and trust level. And that's why I think it's important that the Cardinals are continuing to promote guys from within. It's not to say that there aren't good ideas that are out there elsewhere than in the Cardinals system, but that familiarity and comfort is really, really important.
It's a good point. Brian, as we wrap it up, folks want to head to thecardinalnation.com. What will they get there?
Well, I posted a story this morning on my analysis of Mike Schilt's first game, looking at some of the changes he made in his lineup from what we saw in the past with Mike Matheny. I looked at his use of his starting pitcher and the use of his relievers. Again, some unique decisions that were made that, you know, led to a win and were different from what we saw before. As always, we have a one team report each day of the week from one of the different affiliates. And so our Gulf Coast League report is up today. And if you want background on the Cardinals draft, top draft picks this year, how they're doing, details that you can only get from people who are at the games, not from the box scores, you know, like Luke and Baker, for example, who's now playing in the Gulf Coast League and is, you know, hitting well, that, you know, come to the Cardinal Nation.
Thank you, Brian. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Thanks, Dan.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com.
Reminder that if you'd like to learn more about Mike Shildt, have a long interview podcast with Mike, go through his history in baseball, and also what the Cardinals mean to him. I think you'll really enjoy it at scoopswithdannymac.com. As always, this has been brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit him at thehomeloanexpert.com.